Telepathy with other minds. When you're using telepathy, you're communicating without the use of speech or body language. That way, you're able to reach someone on a deeper level. Sometimes hidden agendas prevent people from conveying their true thoughts and feelings. When you learn to communicate in this new way, you'll be able to see or hear these thoughts and emotions. And you'll be able to convey your own true thoughts and emotions as well. For example, when I have an argument with my husband, there are usually two different agendas standing in the way of us solving our conflict. Number one is the typical, all men are this, and all women are that agenda. Number two is usually a hidden agenda that has been formed over the years of our relationship, and this is called the you always agenda. With the use of telepathic communication, I can see, feel, or hear the true emotions my husband has in that moment, such as disappointment, sadness, desperation, or simply the need for a hug. Then I'm able to send him this mental hug. That usually relaxes the situation a little, and we're able to talk more openly and with more understanding because the hidden agendas are not there anymore. By the way, for telepathic communication, it's not necessary to be in the same room with the person. The other person could be miles away and it will still work. Quick overview of the technique. When you are using telepathy, you receive information in the form of pictures, sounds, feelings, and thoughts. You're basically like a radio station, and you can learn how to set the dial so that you can receive any information that you want. You need to learn how to control these messages by choosing which ones you want to listen to and which ones you want to send out. The methods outlined here will help you to tune into the thoughts of other people.